Hello everyone, Neil Patel here. Thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. Today we're going to talk about crowdfunding with my guest Varun Shah, who is the co-founder of Ketto. So Ketto is an online crowdfunding website for individuals, NGOs and businesses to raise money for their favourite causes and creative projects. Please enjoy the show. Hello Varun, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Brilliant. And where are you from?
I'm from Mumbai.
And tell me a little bit about yourself and what you're building at Ketto, please.
Sure. So my background is in finance. I actually was an interest rate swap trader before I started Ketto.
Right.
Ketto is a crowdfunding platform for social, personal and creative projects.
Good.
We started this 3 years back. The three of us that got together to launch something like this. We just completed our third year.
Excellent.
And fantastic. We've done around 10,000 projects, raised over 20 crore rupees, and impacted millions of lives.
Brilliant. Okay. And where did you get the idea from? How did this all start?
It all started close to 3.5-4 years back. Actually, I was in a TED conference, and I kept I kept meeting a lot of people who had this challenge of unable to raising money. And the idea was that why is it so difficult to raise money for people? I soon figured out that, 99% of the money in the world is controlled by 1% of the people. And that didn't seem right. And the thought came that how do you democratize the whole idea of, raising money? You know, why should such less people have so much control? And that's how the thought came of building an online marketplace, a platform which would connect people who wanted funds with people who wanted to give funds.
Excellent.
And that's how the idea came about. And of course, it's evolved so much over the last few years.
Excellent. I mean, how big is the team at the moment?
So we're growing really fast. So our team, 6 months back, we were 8 people. Right now it's 30. 30 people. We should be around 60 in the next 6-7 more months. So yeah, it's moving really fast.
Excellent. I mean, how did you meet your fellow co-founders?
So my first co-founder is Kunal Kapoor. He's a Bollywood actor. We met a few years back when he was working on something similar. So we just met through a common connect because we both had the similar ideas and we were just discussing the same ideas with the same person. So, that person just connected both of us and we spoke about it for, a few months and things worked out. So we said, okay, let's do this together. And my second co-founder, Zaheer, we went to the same school. He's my senior.
Okay.
He was a product manager in a tech company and we were looking for a CTO. And, we reached out to him. We worked together on a new beta version of Ketto 2.0 for 4 months. And then things worked out. So we said, why don't you come on board?
Excellent. You mentioned some campaigns before. Can you give me some examples of like recent campaigns just off the top of your head?
Sure. So one of the campaigns that we did was for this athlete, Shiva Keshavan. He's a luge athlete based out of India.
Right. Okay.
So he wanted to go for the Winter Olympics in a couple of years back and didn't have the necessary funds to get there.
That's brave.
So he launched a campaign on Ketto and he was able to reach his goal of 1 million. To raise the required funds to go for the Sochi Olympics in Russia.
Excellent.
So that was a really interesting story. Another one was of this girl named Shweta Kati. She actually was a sex worker's daughter. She was picked up by this nonprofit in this area called Kamatipura in Bombay. And she was a really bright and brilliant student. And through all her hard work, she actually got into a university in the United States, and which of course gave her a full scholarship. But she needed funds to actually get there and cover her living expense and traveling expense for the first 12 months before she could start earning. We put up a campaign for her. And because of that, she was able to get there. And now she was actually voted as a top 25 under 25 by CNN Newsweek. And she's been giving a lot of TED conferences and she's become, something that everyone looks up to as a ray of hope in India.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So when you started this, did you think you would get these numbers?
No, actually, I had not thought about it that we would get till here as well. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, every day has been a learning curve, and we've learned a lot as we grew. Mm-hmm. And we're just hoping to help a lot more people in the coming months and years.
Excellent. I mean, what kind of obstacles did you get getting this off the ground? What were the early days like?
So the major obstacle was, the biggest obstacle was user education. Mm-hmm. So how to educate users to use an online platform to raise funds, because the concept is still so new globally. Mm-hmm. So it was still more difficult to educate users in India because users in India are just getting used to e-commerce and just shopping online. So something like this was a little ahead of its time. But so that's been a major challenge. And I think, you know, through the whole network effect, people are learning from each other. Mm-hmm. Because of success stories and the media support we've got, you know, the user learning curve is getting faster. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we've only hit 1% of the market till now. So there's a lot of headway and growth that can be achieved.
Excellent. So let's move on to crowdfunding then. What is the crowdfunding scene like in India then?
It's fairly new and it's growing really fast. Mm-hmm. There are tons of people who are looking at crowdfunding now as a potential medium to raise funds. So we were getting 12 months back, we were getting like 2 or 3 campaigns a day. Mm-hmm. That number right now is around 40-50 campaigns a day. Mm-hmm. So that just answers the kind of user education that has increased around crowdfunding. There are tons of success stories as well that are coming out of people crowdfunding and, you know, reaching new heights. Like recently, there was this company called Safer, which is a gadget company. And they were at a prototype stage and they crowdfunded on Keto. Mm-hmm. And because of the kind of traction they got, and awareness and reach they got, they actually were able to close an angel funding round of $1 million 3 months after crowdfunding.
Wow.
So that's a common trend actually globally, which is working out in India as well, where companies that are crowdfunding at a prototype stage and are successful doing so are being able to raise angel funding from investors. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So if anyone wants to crowdfund a campaign, what advice would you give them? Any tips, any do's, any don'ts?
Sure. So the most important tip is to be as transparent as possible, be as detailed in terms of information as possible, because generally crowdfunding is something where people think where that you put up a campaign and the funds automatically come in. So basically, yeah, that's a misconception people have of crowdfunding, is that you just put up a campaign and, you know, somebody or the other just randomly start putting money in. Mm-hmm. So that's something that, you know, people should be aware of. It is a lot of work. It takes a lot of time, effort and commitment to successfully crowdfund for a campaign. Mm-hmm. So that's the very, very important tip, is that if you cannot allocate enough time, you should not crowdfund.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Let's talk about you then. What do you do on like a day-to-day basis? How do you manage your day? What takes up most of your time? Obviously speaking to me, but...
So since, you know, our team is scaling up, of course, the idea is to create new partnerships, which is something that takes a lot of time. We're working with a lot of people to bring them on Keto. There are a lot of events that we're doing to increase education. We're increasing our team. From a product perspective, we're creating a lot of systems where nonprofits and campaigners can better manage their donors, their funders. So there is a lot of work that is going on there to keep increasing traction.
Mm-hmm. Are you a first-time founder then? Have you done startups before? Is this your first one?
No, this is my first one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So did you quit your job and then do the startup, or did?
Yes, I quit my job.
Okay. And what were your reactions? What were the reactions of the employees when you told them that you were quitting?
They were pretty shocked, because I don't think anyone understood what I was trying to do back then.
Yeah.
So they all thought I'll come back in 6 months. Yeah. But yeah, that didn't happen.
Okay, cool. And what would you say the vision of the company is?
The vision of the company is to give everybody an equal opportunity to raise funds for whatever they want, mm-hmm. for any cause they want, mm-hmm. any project.
Okay. And what's been the highlight at your time so far at Keto?
The highlight has been the lives that we've touched and the people that we've helped. Like, we get random emails and postcards mm-hmm. of people thanking us for starting Keto, people thanking us that we did something like this, which allowed them to raise funds. There are tons of people who raise funds for medical assistance and help as well. Those emails and messages and postcards are something that really drives us to work harder.
Excellent. So what are you actually working on right now then?
So right now we're just about to launch the third version of Keto. We call it a Keto 3.0. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of new design, new features, new social media integrations that we feel that will allow us to connect deeper with, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, mm-hmm. that we're just about to launch. We're also, looking at a potential opening the platform for campaigns outside India. Mm-hmm. We're looking at trying to target Indonesia and Philippines as our next markets to enter. So those are some interesting things that we're doing mm-hmm. In the next few months.
Okay, cool. Last couple of questions then. Who do you admire in the tech industry or any industry?
In India, I think people that I feel really, really look up to is, of course, the Flipkart guys, Sachin and Benny Bansal. I think they've built something really interesting and they scaled it to something unique and something really big. Mm-hmm. And the whole approach of how they went about is pretty fascinating and interesting. Mm-hmm. And globally, of course, Elon Musk is someone that we all look up to. Mm-hmm. He's driving innovation at a pace that no one is. And that too in industries that no one else is looking into and taking risks bigger than anyone else as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, these two guys are the ones that are really doing some interesting stuff.
Okay, cool. I mean, do you read any books, any blogs you can recommend?
So recently I read this book, what's its name? I can tell you. In blogs, they just follow your TechCrunch mm-hmm. and TechAsia. Mm-hmm. Those are the books that I read. Those are the blogs that I follow closely. Mm-hmm. Recently, I read this book called The Alliance, Managing Talent in the Networked Age. Mm-hmm. So it's actually by Reid Hoffman, the guy who started LinkedIn.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's a really interesting book. I think anybody who's trying to hire a lot of people and manage talent, which is one of the most key things for any startup, needs to have a look at that book.
Excellent. If anyone wants to do a startup, what advice would you give them?
Advice would be to keep trying. If you believe in your idea, there is a way through. And if you keep trying in different ways, you will find a way mm-hmm. to make your startup work.
Excellent. So last question then, if people want more information on Keto, what must they do?
They should just log on, just click on start a campaign or click on how it works. And yeah, it's self-explanatory. It's pretty simple on how they can launch a campaign and start fundraising.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on the show today, Varun, because I know you're really busy and have a great weekend.
You too. Cheers. Have a good day.
Thank you, Varun. Thank you very much. So that's Varun. And if you'd like to know more, you can go to his website, keto.org. That's the end of the show. If you liked it, please leave a rating and a review of the show. Just search for Indian Startup Show on iTunes or on Stitcher and now on Overcast. If you have any feedback on the show, please email me directly, hello@neilpatel.co, or you can tweet me @IndianStartupSH, or you can go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. Would love to connect. Thank you and goodbye.